Here's the wake-up call, 7:15. It's Gold Centre Victoria, FM 98.3 and AM 1071. Cycling is on the agenda now. Noel Sens Jewellers, Hargraves Mall in Bendigo. Very good morning to you, Noel.
Morning, Robert. Good morning, Steve. How are you both going?
Yeah, we're well, thank you. The Il Lombardia, we were talking about that. It was run last week. And Tadej Pogačar continuing his blistering form. Is there not anybody called Fred Smith who rides, buddy, on the World Tour? Jeepers.
No, it's all finished, Robert. Yeah, Tadej Pogačar.
That's him.
The Slovenian Superman. He won his second classic of the year. They have six big classics over in Europe for the season, and he won two of them. An amazing performance. He was just like a motorbike the way he rode off the front of that race, and it was a very hilly race, Il Lombardia in Italy, and it was a huge performance, and he's being now compared with Eddie Merckx, who was called the Cannibal, who won every race ever that was ever made.
Why was he called the Cannibal?
I devoured the opposition.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, Jesus. So maybe Pogačar's going to be the new Cannibal. But he's only 24 years old, Robert. He just turned 24, and he's won two Tour de France's already, and he's won two classics in 1 year. He's been at the Olympics. And, he's got a big future, that kid.
No question about that. Yeah, he'll be one to watch over coming years for sure.
And young Australian Amanda Spratt about to have a big operation. What's going on there?
Yeah, she's our best women's road cyclist that we have, and could be career-ending. Hopefully the operation is successful. She's had a lot of big wins over the years, Amanda. She's getting no power to her legs through blocked arteries in her legs, her iliac arteries. I'm not really medically inclined in that situation, but it's quite a big operation once you have to have arteries all reshaped and redone. Annemiek van Vleuten had the same operation and was successful, but I don't think they guarantee it as being successful. So good luck to Amanda Spratt, our best road rider. She had to have at least 6 months off here, I think, so it's a big operation.
Certainly is. Now, the men's one-hour record, the women's was broken fairly recently, but the men's, the Italian Olympic champion, I'm not even going to have a crack at his name, he's going to have a crack at breaking the record, though.
Felipe Ganna, yeah.
It's an easy one.
He will smash that record, Ganna. Top Ganna is the guy from Italy who won the Olympic gold medal, and he's also the world record holder in the 4 kilometre race on the track. But now he's going to go for 1 hour, and he's hoping to do like 55k an hour on the track, average for 1 hour, average speed. So it's pretty fast.
That's incredible.
So that's coming up very soon, hopefully, with Felipe Ganna.
Yeah, certainly. We'll watch that with interest.
Now, we were talking about the Paris-Roubaix last week on cobbles. Now, locally, we were having a gravel race at the Harcourt North Gravel Classic in November. What's all that about? Doing it for pain, or what's going on?
Well, that could be the opening for you, Steve, to go in that one, I reckon.
Yeah. That's as likely as...
Yeah.
It looks pretty tough. It's in the Harcourt Valley, and it's completely dirt roads all around Harcourt. But they'll be riding gravel bikes, which are basically road bikes with big wide tyres on them. And it's a festival. It's going to be held on the 14th of November by Bendigo District Cycling Club. They're going to have food and drinks down there. And the cycling will be the entertainment. It's going to be fantastic. But it's good to see something being planned, that we're going to have some racing coming back in November, because hopefully I'll be able to train the kids up the track after November the 6th. That's a big thing we're waiting to happen.
Yeah.
But it's the first planned event, the 14th of November, a gravel race in Harcourt. So fantastic, I reckon.
It is. And, mate, before you leave us, I see the future of at least some of the Women's World Tour races could be in jeopardy if a bit of a TV stoush can't be sorted. They're not getting much coverage.
Nah, well, to run the TV coverage, the organisation who puts on the Tour de France for men, or the men's Tour de France and the women, they must have to pay a certain amount for TV coverage to the TV networks. And they reckon that they might have to find a £400,000 amount of money to televise the women's tour. So unless they get television going with it, it's going to not go so well for sponsors, and it's hard for sponsors to come on board if they can't be seen on the TV. So it's going to be difficult, I think. It'll still run, like that's how they're going to run it, but to get it to a bigger scale, like the men's, you need exposure. So hopefully some sponsor can be found to put this bill of £400,000 to the TV people. Wow, a lot of money.
It certainly is. All right, Noel, well, a bit of rain on the way, but certainly still hope you get your leg over today, mate, on the bike, of course. And thank you very much for talking with us. We'll chat again next week.
Rob and Steve, I will be getting the leg over that bike. Don't you worry today.
Good man. Noel Sens Jewellers, Hargraves Mall in Bendigo, our cycling expert on the wake-up call.